today, I want to show you why it's better to pull instead of push SOVT exercises for breath work. You're listening to All Things Vocal Podcast. I'm your host, Judy Rodman. Join me for game-changing vocal lessons and advice from creatives and voice industry insiders who share the secrets they've found for personal and career success. When I ask a new vocal student to show me how they do a semi-occluded vocal tract exercise, SOVT, like a lip bubble or tongue trill, 99.99% of the time, they do it by pushing, or they can barely do it at all. Then I show them how to pull instead of push that same vocal exercise. And when they try pulling, they experience an instant relaxation of vocal tension and a more open, resonant sound. They also tend to do the exercise with more vocal range because going higher and lower is all of a sudden easier. Want to try this for yourself? Stay with me. By the end of this episode, you will. First, let's define our topic. What are SOVT exercises? Well, SOVT is short for semi-occluded vocal tract exercises. And they're done with the vocal tract narrowed at some point, which creates a back pressure as the air is held back from the partial obstruction. For a more detailed description of what happens, I'll leave a link in the notes to this episode where you can click to download an article by Marcy D. Rosenberg, MSCCC, and also read an article from Dr. Ingo Tizzi, the leading proponent of SOVT exercises. Okay, so why should we do them? In a nutshell, SOVT exercises help us balance breath support and breath control. First, of course, we have to have an inhale. Move your head back over your tailbone so that your whole rib cage lifts and opens. Now, take a low inhale. It should feel as though you're inhaling into your low back and pelvic floor. The bottom of the rib cage is the top of your air tank. The rib cage is expanded and the diaphragm, which is connected to it, is stretched wide so that when the diaphragm contracts and pulls down, a good quality breath just falls in. When it's time to make a sound, we need enough breath to confidently vibrate the vocal cords or folds. The breath is moved upwards in two ways. The diaphragm relaxes and presses up on the floor of the lungs, expelling air. And a squeeze from the pelvic floor moves abdominal contents upwards, supporting where the diaphragm wants to go. However, all that air flowing freely through the vocal cords can blow them open, stressing and dehydrating them, causing chronic tight or breathy tone, vocal fatigue, strain, and even damage. We need to balance our breath support with breath control. This is where the semi-occluded vocal tract or SOVT exercises come in handy. They sound the voice, and if they're done properly, they protect it and enhance your vocal ability. They do this by providing a back pressure that opens the throat tract and evens out the pressure at the vocal cords, allowing them to vibrate confidently without being blown too wide open. Let me give you some examples now of semi-occluded vocal tract exercises, also known as SOVTEs. Okay, the most commonly used ones are the lip bubbles, tongue trills, raspberries, the straw, and my addition to this field, the balloon. Now we get to the meat of this episode, how to do SOVT exercises. The short answer is pull, don't ever push them. Create sound by pulling open your rib cage and throat instead of pushing them tight, which would move too much air through a tight throat channel. The goal is to create slow, not fast, ripples in bubbles and trills, and smoothly open instead of glitchy, tight vocal sound coming through the straw and the balloon. The better you can do this, the better your balance of breath support and control. and that gives you controlled and confident vocal sound. Now that I've hopefully raised your interest, let me demonstrate and you can follow along. To keep your throat open, be sure to use eye language, keep a loose jaw, and keep your head balanced over your tailbone or your heels. Don't raise your chin. If you'd like to see these instead of just hear the differences, look in the podcast notes for the video link. First, let me show you pushing and pulling children's bubbles. What I'm talking about with SOVTs is creating efficiency. And the way that happens with children's bubbles is you don't want to blow a bunch of little ones. You want to try to blow one big one. Let's talk about lip bubbles. I'm going to push them first, and then I'll pull them, and you can see the difference and hear it. Now here's pulling. All right, here's my tips for this. Don't cross your chest with your arm if you need to put your fingers in your cheeks to do them, because that crushes in on your rib cage and defeats your or sabotages your breath control. Instead, press into your cheeks with fingers from both hands and make sure your elbows are a little bit out from your side so you're not squeezing your rib cage. Raise your eyebrows so that your ceiling comes up and your bubble can go farther and can travel more freely. I'm pulling back and kind of twisting down a little bit. And I want to talk about something that might concern you. Don't worry if you can't do all of these SOVT exercises. It's a matter of anatomy. Some people are just built differently, and that's why they can do the bubble better than the trill or vice versa. Just do the SOVT exercises that are easy for you. And if you can't do any of them, you can actually do we can do a little V or which kind of provides a little back pressure. All right, so let's go on to an SOVT exercise I can't do very well, which is the tongue trill. If I try to push a tongue trill, I really can't do it. Okay, but if I pull it and take a little bit of that pressure off, I can manage. If you do them, try to keep them from being tight at the tongue and jaw, all right? Loosen up there so those are not tight. If you have tension in your jaw, you might put your two fingers there and tell your jaw not to tense. Okay, on to raspberries, which are another SOVT that I can't do. I told you I couldn't do them. So anyway, you put your hand in front of your mouth to keep from spitting on someone. And some people can only do raspberries. So whatever works for you. Onward to the straw. I want to thank again my classical coach, Mark Tress, for introducing me to the little cocktail straw. Because I don't like the big ones. The big straws, they move too much air and they don't provide enough back pressure for me. So I like this little one. The trick is don't push it, pull it. Ooh, I'm feeling a lot of tension when I try to push it. But if I pull it, it's much easier. And my jaw and tongue and shoulders, none of that gets tight. So put your hand in front of the straw and just make sure that you're breathing through it so that some air is getting to your hand. And try to pull it. In a little slur, just like the bubble. All right. You can do exercises with this too, as you can with the bubble. If I do that, I pull on the ones of the 3-4 bars. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. All right. I'll show you that one more time. Notice I'm moving my jaw as well. Except I'm putting the straw in my mouth. And lastly, I want to demonstrate my addition to the field of SOVT exercises, the balloon. This is a little 2-inch water balloon, all right? And you just blow into it like you do the straw, except, of course, it doesn't have an end that you actually blow completely out of. So you keep your lips a bit loose and let just a little bit of air leak out the sides. But I like this because I'm holding on to the butt end of the balloon, and it feels like I'm holding my vocal cords in my fingers, and I can feel them vibrate. So I'm trying to make the skin of the balloon vibrate both inside and out. You hold it, grab the lip with your teeth, and then let go of the lip so you can blow in it. Ooh. But you hold it loosely in your lips. Notice my jaw and my eyes are moving. And you can even sing a melody through all of these vocal exercises, these SOVTs, though you can't form lyrics. If you try these, I would really love to know what your experience is. What did you notice about pulling instead of pushing these amazing vocal exercises? If you need some help, book a lesson with me or get my packaged course, which you can find at my website. This is Judy Rodman, and you've been listening to All Things Vocal, the podcast for voices with messages that matter. Happy practicing.